Each week, we bring you an audio postcard from the studio of an Indiana DIY or do-it-yourself artist. This week, WFYI's Melissa Davis introduces us to a jewelry artist who calls herself the Quartz Curator.
My name is Rana Salome Streetinger, and I'm making quartz gemstone jewelry and different adornments. I call myself the Quartz Curator because everything is quartz. So all the different types of stones that I work with, whether it's amethyst, turquoise, pyrite, it all starts as a form of quartz.
So today we are at the Harrison Center for Arts at the Independent Music and Arts Festival and also the Indiana Handicraft Exchange. There's three things happening at once and it's a lot of fun. It's very lively, hot, but lots of music, lots of good times, over 100 different artists and vendors who all come together to sell their wares, and listen to good music, and see puppies that come by. Look at this puppy, oh my gosh, it's so cute.
So I was born in Beirut, Lebanon, in 82, kind of during the height of the civil war there. And I'm very connected to the Mediterranean Sea and the ocean and the earth and nature. And I've always kind of evolved in each different place that I've lived.
This is Layla. This is Lulu, my daughters.
We both start with L. That's tuna. We have two cats.
Yeah, we love it out here. How old are your children? So Lulu is 5.5 years old, and then Layla is 5.5 months old.
This is my studio. This is where I do all my work.
I have two sides of the art. So the side that I paint on.
Yeah, Lulu and I share a studio. So she works in here while I work in here. And ever since she was little, I always gave her a space, whatever room I was working in, whether it's the kitchen or anything, I'd give her like a kid-friendly version of what, you know, she can work on something while I'm working as well so that you can be together. And I love creating while she's around me. So, and now Layla, it's fun. Yeah. I guess place depends on what place. So every place has a different feeling for me and I'm inspired by all these different places. Pulled out these stones. They're just so pretty. They're these like milky white quartz, but they have this lacing through the inside of them. And they're just so interesting. I was going to turn them into tassel necklaces actually for the Handicraft Exchange, and I never got around to it. So I'm going to make a couple of them for you. This kind of evolved into my preferred medium, I suppose. I'm fascinated by all the different textures and the different energies and feelings from the stones and working with metals. Once I took my first jewelry making class, it kind of became my passion. When I make ear wires, I throw them in the tumbler. It kind of helps harden the wire and also softens the ends where you would poke through your ear. I also use the tumbler when I'm polishing my rings or different pieces. I typically use it just for the metals. So what keeps me going is just a dream to have my jewelry on more people. I just love, you know, when people come to me at different shows or events and they have my jewelry on and they're like, hey, remember me? I bought your jewelry for my wedding, or I bought your jewelry for Mother's Day or for Valentine's Day, and I'm part of people's lives and, you know, their community. And that's really what keeps me going, is to want to create these beautiful mementos and keepsakes for people to have for their moments, to kind of see these stories and hear these tidbits. Just keeps me going and it brings me so much joy.